It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
I have a question for you, Gibbons, because okay. I heard a story yesterday that blew my mind.
What's up?
Now, I'm a little more sensitive to these things because I've been cheated on, so I know how it feels when there's, like, another person involved.
Yes?
My friend Tim, very good friend of mine, calls me, and he says, I got to talk to you. I really need your opinion because you've been cheated on, so that's why
you're
called me.
You're
he's
the
like,
expert.
He's like, well, I don't want to be the expert, but he's like, I just want to know how you feel about this if you think I'm overreacting. I said, what's the problem? And he said, well, you know, he's like, remember my ex-wife? She works in a school. Our kids go to that school.
Uh-huh.
And the guy she had the affair with in that school.
Oh,
yeah.
Geez.
And now one of the kids wants to do an extracurricular activity where the guy who slept with his ex-wife is going to be there in charge of them.
Hold.
And he lost his mind. And he called me and he said, do you think I'm out of line? And I said, hey.
Oh,
now, no. I would be furious. And the lack of compassion that you get sometimes from
Seriously.
People that cheat are like, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? And so it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
So this guy, so you know, they get along fine.
Him and his ex
don't have problems. But he called me. He's like, I can't even believe that I had to say I don't want the kid having anything to do with the guy you had an affair with.
No, and like
that led to the end of our marriage. Like, and he said his ex-wife was just like, what's the big deal?
Oh, shut.
I was blown away. I go, I'm used to the. You can text in to 71037. You can always call 414-799-1037 because I basically was like, you can't. It sucks, but I honestly don't know what you could do in this situation. I don't really. You can forbid it, but if the mom's like, our kids are going to do what they're going to do in the school, does that make sense? So,
yes. But
so my friend Tim got cheated on. They split.
Yeah.
They have a great relationship, co-parenting, until the mom had no problem with the guy she cheated with being in charge of the kid in an extracurricular activity.
Okay.
And that's when the dad lost his mind. So I just want to make sure I made that clear.
Yes.
Because if it was the opposite, I would be insane. And I told him that. I said, I would lose it. I would say, because my friend Tim's like, what would you say? I said, I would just say, I said, listen, Tim, I'm crazy. That's what I said to him.
Yes.
I said, in fairness, I'm insane. So I would say something like, you know, listen, you've made enough choices that have affected this family and our children.
Yeah.
You don't get to make these decisions anymore because you're incapable of making a good choice, especially with this bozo you slept with. So then I said, but don't say that.
Here's what I would say.
I'm crazy, but don't say that. I said, the problem is that you don't have a lot of power here, especially if you're not at the school, you know? So this kind of went, and then he kind of said, well, should I tell the 12-year-old?
Yes. Oh, that 12 years old.
So yeah, that's really pivotal. And because don't do this because this guy sucks. I said, absolutely not. So then I said, you can't tell the kids anything. The kids cannot know. They can never know. They'll figure it out on their own when they're older.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it right now. I said, but just do not, whatever you do in your moment of anger, say a thing to the kids, because what you're really doing is trying to punish your ex, and and then you just punish everyone, including the kid.
Now,
you know?
Does the kid have an interest in this extracurricular activity, or is the ex kind of forcing the kid into it?
No, the kid just wants to do it. So it makes it awkward, because
very
you don't
awkward.
Want your kid in this activity with the teacher being someone who screwed your ex-wife.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Could you imagine?
Seriously.
I would lose it. People are texting in.
Dude.
The kid shouldn't have to suffer for the mom's mistake. Well, the kid doesn't need to know.
Yeah,
the
true.
The kid won't know the difference is my point. It's the...
But it's
his kid. Like, Tim's like, that's my child.
And now
I've got to... This is how much crap we eat when people have affairs. Because there's people like that are still together with the person. I would be insane.
I know someone personally.
If my ex was still with the chickie, I would be a lunatic still. Six years wouldn't have done it justice, okay? So we're getting so many texts right now. They're saying, I'd be mad AF, but not the kid's fault. Is there a different coach? I asked that. Nope, not a different coach for this extracurricular activity. Somebody else said, not the kid's fault. The ex-wife's a hoe. Oh, my God.
All right, let's play a song here.
Okay, play a song because the phones are blowing
Yes.
up. So you can help me with this problem next, what I got to tell Tim, because I think I talked him off the ledge. But this is hard. This is a hard one to swallow.
I can't even fathom.
And the lack of compassion you get from the person who cheated, which I've been there, they get, what's the big deal?
Come in.
I remember, like, the woman who slept with my ex-husband wrote on a picture of my...
Shut the...
She wrote on a picture of Owen. right after they had the affair on Facebook, I went, are you out of your damn mind? You don't come near my children, you lunatic.
Oh, hell no.
I mean, so that was nothing. I can't imagine her having to teach my kids. Oh my God. Or like be, could you imagine? The text lines and stuff people are saying.
So much.
I'd stomp a bee. Oh my God. You guys are so funny, dude.
They keep it real. Our listeners keep it almost too real sometimes. God bless you.
It says, my ex is still, here's another text. My ex is still with one of the guys. One of the guys she cheated on me with. And they just had a kid. By the way, we have a four-year-old. That would be tough. Like, I can't imagine them staying together. That would drive me insane. Louise. So let's go get some opinions on, should Tim just let it go? He feels like he shouldn't. He doesn't want this guy around his kid. I get it, but what are you going to do? You have no power in a way. You don't want to tell the kid.
Yeah, I mean,
who are we going to go to first, Meredith?
Let's talk to Meredith.
All right, Meredith, girlfriend.
Yeah, so coming from, I'm a child of divorced parents and both remarried. It worked out great for me, but my parents, my mother and my father, do not get along.
Uh-huh.
And I can honestly say that the one thing they have always agreed on is me. What's best for me, you know,
right. Mental,
academic, and everything.
Right. That's great.
I saw a psychologist going through a lot of anxiety, and I had a lot of anxiety growing up, and I have to say that the parents have to remember, no matter how stupid they can be, no matter how stupid and idiotic they don't think about this, they have to check in with the child. If the child says they're okay with it, or...
Well, they don't want... They're not going to tell the child. You can't tell the kid that.
Yeah. Not at 12.
You can't be like, Mommy screwed that guy when we were married. Like, you can't say that to a kid. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
just,
you
can't. And you shouldn't.
And the thing is that if the kid shows any signs of behavior or anything that they don't... that they think is a little bit cause of this, they need to take the kid and say, hey, okay, this is what's going on. We want to know... Are you okay? How do you feel? Like, regardless of what's going on and how our feelings are going on, we need you to tell us what's going on. Are you okay with this? Because if you are not, we will put a stop to this whole thing and we will work it out ourselves. But we want to make sure you're okay. Because if the child's not okay, then... Hello.
Yeah. Well, I just say, no, the kid doesn't even get involved in that decision. That's between the parents at that point, because you don't want them to know anything. I love some of these texts. Somebody said,
thanks for calling, Meredith.
It's not fair to punish the kid and not let him do the extracurricular activity because the mom couldn't keep her legs closed. Oh, my God.
True.
You know, my friend Tim was really upset because he said, I can't believe the lack of compassion.
Yeah. But
I said, I went through this for years. That's where all the anger comes from, is that they don't even understand the pain they've caused you.
It's cold,
and that they have no compassion. And they're like, what's the big deal? We split up. You're dating. I'm dating. Who cares? It's like, I could be remarried and I still don't want to see that hoe. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel about it, no matter what. So these texts, somebody else said, a coach with those kind of morals should not be directing children.
That is a fact, I think.
But you know how many people cheat. Let's keep it. 50% or something. Let's keep it real.
That's true.
The sad part is it's happening a lot more with people.
We got one text at 71037 that had me almost in tears reading it laughing. Can you imagine showing up every day to pick up your kid and watching that guy bleep his pants a little? It would be amazing.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
That's true. You'd have to look at somebody every day. So I don't know. I mean, I told Tim, don't say a word to your kid.
Yeah, I would keep
that. You may
that.
Have to eat it. And he agreed, yes, I'm just angry. And I said, I don't know what to tell you about the kid doing the extracurricular activity with the guy that, I mean, the phones are still blowing up. What did Rose want?
Let's talk to Rose.
Rose, girl, what you got?
So my husband kind of went through this with his ex-wife.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he stayed with the guy and everything like that, and school did come up. But what I would say is, if the child is going into this curriculum activity, why doesn't the parent, him, call the school and... He doesn't really even have to call the school, but just be there. Just be there more frequently. You know, where he shows up, become the assistant. You know,
you don't...
I'm there to watch.
Okay, wait, no. See, here's the problem. I got cheated on. I don't want to show up all the time if that chick's there.
And
I don't even want to be around that chick. Like, I get it. You want him to look you in the eyes and have to face it, but at the same time, you do want him to look you in the face. You want to be like, bring it. Come on, look at me. Look at me. You had fun screwing my significant other. Look at me.
I'm looking at you like that, and this is freaking you. Really are.
I'm scaring you.
I didn't screw your ass.
I should start a service where I show up for people and scare the hell out of them.
Okay, can I tell you the guy God's honest truth. Rose, thanks for the call. Allie,
yes, I'm sorry, Rose.
You just convinced me I slept with your ex. Allie, I didn't sleep with your ex-husband. I swear to God, I'm sweating right now thinking I might have slept with Allie's ex-husband. I didn't do it, dude. I promise.
You need a lesson in intimidation.
Holy Christ!
It's all about how you look at somebody and talk to them. I love all the texts, by the way. People love Tim. Tim seems like a great guy. Send him my way. People would know Tim's single.
Amen.
Tim is not single. No. But not the point. They've moved on, both of them. But he just doesn't want his kid around the guys that slept with his ex-wife.
So I don't blame him at all.
Text to 71037. We appreciate all your feedback. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.